The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Hey, everybody. Chauncey here. And we are going to have two people with really, I think, cool jobs on today's program. And they touch thousands of people every year, if you think about it. First, we're going to have someone who's been on our show before. He was on last, I want to say, late summer from the Shedd Aquarium. It's Ed Warden. He does a program when it's nice and warm outside where he takes people on kayak trips and educational trips on the North Branch of the Chicago River. That's pretty cool in my books, if you ask me. But he will be talking to us today about Earth Day, an Earth Day BioBlitz that they're going to have on May 1st at Skokie Lagoons. But they're also going to be talking about how you can participate in an Earth Day program right in your own backyard, where everybody in literally across the country could just go out into their yard, find things that are either birds or critters or butterflies or whatever you find there. You mark them down. There's a website he's going to give us, and we're going to talk about that all on today's Chauncey's Great Outdoors. That sounds pretty interesting to me. I love the science of the outdoors. I love it. And then Jerry Carew is going to be visiting us from Sunset Country. That's right. Those VisitSunsetCountry.com group. They are the group of people that really try to get everyone excited about going to Ontario, Canada, and all the lodges and different programs that they have up there. And, they're talking to us about the beauty, the excitement, and all the natural wonders of Ontario, Canada. I'm ready to go. Let's shut the show down. We're gone. Doesn't that sound beautiful? And then we'll have in our last segment of the show, the Aiden Fishing Report, along with some other outdoor news and fishing information. And remember to tell all of your friends who listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, or I should say don't listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, to listen to us either on AM 1000 or the ESPN Chicago app. That's a download for free, so they can listen to us anywhere they want. But more important, don't forget, like us at Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We'll be right back.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities, from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week, or camping, or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
There's your hoe out in the sun.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And in this month of Earth Day, really, and as a matter of fact, I went to the very Earth Day celebration in the Daly Center. We won't say how many years ago, but I enjoyed myself. I was in high school then. But hey, on the I can hear. No, who's on the phone with me? I'm getting a signal from our producer. It's Mr. Ed Warden from the Shedd Aquarium. How you doing, Ed?
Doing great. How about you today,
buddy? I'm excited because as you probably heard me say, well, you're waiting for me, that I was at the first Earth Day celebration in the Daly Center, and. It's just, this is the only place we got. We got to take care of this. And that's not lip service, folks. You got to get up and do something.
Absolutely. I mean, doesn't take much. But yeah, this is the one planet we got. And it's a pretty darn good, cool planet, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Shedd Aquarium has all kinds of
fun things to see, but a ton of more educational things that they do in and outside the shed, because I'm a student of them for 3.5 years when I was in school. But you guys are doing a bio blitz, I think that's the proper terminology?
Yeah, so we are doing a bio blitz. It's coming up next weekend, so May 1st at Skokie Lagoons. And, you know, it's not a new concept. It's one that's been around for a while. And basically the idea is just you get a whole bunch of folks together, you know, experts, amateurs alike, and you find a place that you really just, you want to get a really good snapshot of what's out there, and you just go, you go hunt for stuff. You look for plants, birds, you know, amphibians, fish, bugs, you name it. And you just take that time that you're out there, you just find as many living things as you can.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is, that would almost sound to me that you're looking for, you know, card-carrying biologists and foresters and ichthyologists and botanists. But no, you want regular people, I don't know if I'm regular, but a regular person like me to come to this event to help, right?
Yeah, you know, the more or the less regular doesn't matter. We'll take them all.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, really, the nice thing about something like this, you know, and this kind of general concept that it fits in under of community science is that literally anybody can contribute. If you have the ability to observe something, whether that's with your eyes or your ears, you're contributing. You're contributing to the project, and you know, this is really important because, you know, I'm sure if you've gone out and, you know, gone for a hike and were looking around, you know, by yourself, there's only so much that you see and observe on your own. But if you're out with a group of 4 or 5 people, all of a sudden you have so many more, you know, eyes on things that, you know, you're going to have more people picking up things that maybe you yourself weren't capturing. And that's certainly the case as well. You know, there are only so many, say, you know, expert biologists out there, right, who can go out there and be looking at these natural areas and looking for wildlife. But with the help of the public, they can see and capture a heck of a lot more than they would be on their own.
That's cool. And really, you just said it, you don't have to be the expert, because you're going to have experts there that are going to help people that are not experts, but people with, you know, eyes, ears, you know, and stuff like that can see and hear and touch, where they can say, what is this? You know, and, you know, this plant, this is, what is this? What is that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the fun part of it, is it's an adventure of finding things.
Exactly. And yeah, like you said, you really don't even need to know what you're looking at. I mean, you know, for me personally, so much of what I learned, you know, growing up was just looking at all the stuff and being like, hey, like, what is this? What is that? And, you know, especially if you do have your expert around, they can usually tell you. But then the most exciting stuff is then when, you know, you see something or you find something that, sure, you don't know what it is, but maybe you stump even the expert. And that raises all kinds of questions for, you know, what is this thing? Why was it not seen before? Is it something that's new to this space or one that was, you know, here all along, but nobody ever noticed it? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of kind of questions that can be, you know, opened up and asked when you have all, you know, all of these observers out looking for things.
Yeah. And I really think that's the interesting part, because it's not just the Shedd Aquarium is kind of being the host of this event at Skokie Lagoons. And we're going to tell people where exactly in a little bit. There's other organizations that are jumping in on this with you, aren't there?
Yeah. So our event is part of a 4-day weekend called the City Nature Challenge. And the City Nature Challenge is actually something that is global in scale. Cities across the planet are participating in this 4-day weekend in a journey, you know, a friendly competition to document as much living things in their cities and their areas as possible. So even here in Chicago, we have a whole group of organizations that are joining together to kind of lead the Chicago effort and try to lead hikes and events at areas throughout Chicago and the Chicago area to try to capture as much of that as possible.
See, and that's, to me, is the cool part, because, you know, you and a bunch of volunteers and qualified volunteers and people like me going up there to talk and learn about it are, but they're doing it at other locations. They're doing this woods, this forest preserve, that state park, this creek. They're doing so much, and just mentally, people try to visualize how much information we get, and you're saying, well, what good is that to that? What that does is this information will tell us and tell the people of science how healthy an area is, how better what we can do. What is a concern? Why are there so many of these plants that don't belong here? You know, maybe they need to be cleaned out, and because someone planted them to be nice or something and didn't realize they were planting bamboo sticks or something, you know? Once again, don't ever plant bamboo that you get in a little plant out in your backyard or anywhere, folks. It's just, it's unbelievable. It's the biggest nuisance plant that I know of. And there is just so much for us to get. And then we can make decisions on, hey, we have to do this to our water. We have to do this to the creek. We have to do this to that land. We need to make better plant trees that are providing more cover or, food for animals. I mean, this is what a BioBlitz does.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we have currently on our schedule here, we have events everywhere from, the Fox River to the Chicago River taking place. But, you know, even just if, you know, you can't get out or timing doesn't work out or, maybe you're still trying to be safe and quarantine at home, that even is valid. Being able to just go into your backyard and document what kinds of ladybugs are you seeing. One of the things that's obviously a very big concern right now is monarch butterflies. Everybody mm-hmm. loves monarch butterflies.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we experts have determined is that, you know, your home, your garden, your backyard can be just as critical for the survival of this species as, any forest preserve or nature area. And we know that because of community scientists, people who have been documenting this species everywhere that they pop up. And so we have a really great overall picture of where these butterflies are, where are they coming from, when are they arriving, where are they going? And that's all driven by community scientists.
I like that term, community science. I've never heard that term, Ed. That's a cool
word. Yeah, no, I mean, it really is just, it's not a new thing. It's kind of a new term, but it really just goes to the heart of this idea that's been around for actually hundreds of years of just individuals. Like, this isn't their job. This isn't, what they're getting paid to do. It's just on their own time, for whatever their motivation, they're out there and they're just looking at nature and mm-hmm. taking records, making notes of it.
And, as you were talking about it, we're talking with Ed Warden from the Shedd Aquarium, one of my favorite museums on the face of the earth. And I do mean the face of the earth. And this program that the Shedd is doing with many other organizations around it's called the BioBlitz, to learn more about what's there. And when you said my backyard, I went, my God, he's right. I go, I have these birds. And I sit out there and I watch my bird feeder and I watch the different birds that come in. Sometimes I have my camera with me and I click, 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 so if I don't know what they are. And I look them up and then, I was one of those birds and stuff like that. With insects that are coming through, those two damn chipmunks that are in my backyard raiding my bird feeder all the time. I'm still waiting for the hawk to find them. I really am. I just want to be there for it.
Oh, no.
But they're doing a good job of eating. They're getting so chunky, my dog is going to be able to catch them. And
it's a chipmunk feeder now. That's what it is.
It's a chipmunk feeder. But I mean, it's just, and then who knows? We may get hummingbirds in there. And I mean, this is all information that the community can work with. Ed, you got me going.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, for good reason. It's exciting. The possibilities really are endless, both on the, expert side, but also in the individual side.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things, too, where you go out and you start paying attention. You look at one thing, and the longer you look, the more you realize just how much there is out there. So many people think of, cities, and certainly Chicago, as, like this is just habitat for humans. That's mm-hmm. it. There's nothing else here. It's all paved in glass and people. But that is the farthest thing from the truth. There are so many cool things that are living among us in this big city.
Mm-hmm.
And doing an event like a BioBlitz or just pulling out your phone and snapping a picture of something in your backyard really puts in perspective just how much there is out there.
Yeah, and just to knock some people off their chairs that drinking their coffee here and almost choking, they will be after I say this, we have osprey nests in Cook County. We have eagle's nests in Cook County.
Yeah.
They go, what? You got what? Yes, we have eagle's nests in Cook County. We have osprey nests. We have all kinds of critters that are just out there and part of our environment that you don't even know, that all you got to do is take a little peek. But see, This is the other thing why I want to get people excited and fired up. The more, if you're a fisherman and you want to catch more fish, learn the science of the fish.
Yeah.
Learn about that fish. You will be a better fisherman. If you're a hunter, the more you learn about the natural environment and how that critter acts in his environment, you'll be a better hunter. Whether it's a pheasant or a deer or whatever. But I'm just saying, this is where you can learn to make science and your consumptive sports come together and learn about the two. And who knows, you might even realize that, hey, you know what? I'm not going to go do that this year because I want they need a little break from me chasing them, you know? I mean, it's just, there's so many things in nature and the outdoors that I could go on forever, Ed, and you're going to say, geez, I thought this was my interview.
You know, I'm really glad you brought that up, though, because, you know, again, especially for our, outdoor sports, especially for fishermen, certainly at Shedd Aquarium, that's something that we're interested in, mm-hmm. you know, snapping pictures, for example, and uploading those to platforms like iNaturalist, which is the subject of the City Niche Challenge this year, and or like Great Lakes Fish Finder. That's information that not only is just, you know, cool, you get to show off what you found and brag mm-hmm. about it, but then that's info that can be accessed by experts who maybe aren't there with you while you're fishing, but can now see the results of that. One of our own in-house freshwater researchers, he recently published a paper, probably not that recently anymore, time is all relative here, but he published a paper about fish observations that he was getting through community science platforms like iNaturalist or FishFinder, and was able to demonstrate how there's, you know, movement of certain diseases, right, that are found on fish based on the pictures that people were taking.
Mm, cool. If somebody wants to do this or get more information, how do they do it, Ed?
Yeah, so there are a lot of resources out there. The big one is you go to a City Nature Challenge. You can type that into your Google search bar, and that you'll find all kinds of resources. But for the Chicago event, that event is hosted with our partner Chicago Wilderness. So if you go to chicagowilderness.org/citynaturechallenge, you'll be able to find that event page with all the events happening throughout the area and a bunch of details about how to participate.
Sounds good, my friend. Thank you so much for coming on. And I'm sure we're going to talk to Ed Warden from the Shedd Aquarium again down the road, because if you can't tell, I get excited when I talk to Ed.
Well, I am happy to hear that, and very looking forward to the next one.
All right, Ed, thank you so much for being on.
Take care.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show, and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week or camping or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com. Jim Crowley from HookAndHuntTV.com shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why to be a better angler and hunter. You'll enjoy his approach to the outdoors that will help you be a better sportsman. Watch him on HookAndHuntTV.com, online at Pride Outdoor Network, on Roku, and on Fire Stick TV. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say, "Hey, we want some crappie!"
Hey, we want some crappie!
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, oh, I can hear the phone ringing. Who's on the phone? Well, we need to say hello to our good friend who is the executive director of Sunset Country in Ontario, Canada, Mr. Jerry Caribou. How you doing, Jerry?
Hey, Chauncey, I'm doing okay. Missing all my American friends up here.
Oh, God, everybody, you know, missed.
Pining for the border to open, but.
Yeah. Now, we all missed you from the sports shows this year, but that's one of the things, you know, waiting for the border to open up, which will, you know, it'll happen here where people just take a deep breath. It'll be okay. But one of the things that I love about Ontario, Sunset Country, is that, yes, there's great fishing. Yes, there's great hunting. But there's also a ton of other things you can do in Ontario. We're going to talk about the hunting and fishing, but there's a lot of other things to do there, isn't there?
Well, there is, especially in the summertime. You know, that's the fun time. So you get a lot of outdoor-based festival and events, community events. Fishing tournaments are a big attraction up here. A lot of bass tournaments, some walleye tournaments, even a couple of musky tournaments.
Mm.
So there's also, you know, just visit the town and cities. You can go on a float plane ride over, you know, the Canadian Shield and see the beauty of the lakes and the forest. A lot of sort of, if you like the outdoors, your trip here is going to be sort of related to that. But there are other things to do. You can go on a houseboat. You can rent a houseboat and cruise the lakes. You can go on a cruise on the MS Kenora if you're in, you know, Kenora. You can go to museums. There's some really good museums here. Lots of that type of thing, attractions, hiking. Nature-oriented stuff.
Oh, gosh, yes. And, you know, it's kind of, you were just going through a whole litany of things there, you know, and that's one of the things. Yes, you go on a trip, whether you're going on a travel vacation trip or you're going to, Ontario Lodge through Sunset Country, and, you know, you've The fish aren't necessarily always biting, or, you know, you may be in some bad weather for a day or two. I mean, come on, Mother Nature is always going to play games with us. But you get into these towns, and you could get lost sometimes just by walking into a shop that you would have never thought you would wanted to go into, and you go, hey, this is pretty cool. Or you walk into a little diner, and you walk out 8 pounds heavier.
Yeah, there's some really good restaurants. And, I mean, one of the unique things about Sunset Country is it's a low population, so a lot of the sort of supply needs of the folks here are met by smaller businesses. We have, some of the larger communities might have some big box stores and things like that, but there mm-hmm. are some unique small businesses that are filling niches that in large cities are usually filled by, maybe larger sort of businesses. So that is thing. There's some really cool craft shops. Not just antique shops. There's all kinds of unique clothing shops and some really good places to eat, like with some of the best burgers around. We mm-hmm. all say that, but yeah, they're here, and on a crappy day on the water, lightning isn't a good fishing.
Nope.
Don't go together.
Nope.
You can go into town. It's often within range. If you're some area is so big, some places you stay at it's just too far to go.
Oh yeah,
but I mean. If you want to do that, that is certainly an option if you're on a fish or hunt trip yeah. and the weather's not great one day.
Now, you mentioned something that I've seen one place at during the sports show seasons, but the houseboat rentals on some of those large lakes and stuff. I took a houseboat trip in Illinois, which is nowhere near what it would be like in, Ontario, right. Sunset Country. But I almost felt like I said to somebody, I go, I felt really bad because I was on the bow of this beautiful houseboat jigging for walleye, and a friend of mine and his family were in the, in back, and they were cooking pancakes and bacon, and I'm standing out there in a flannel shirt and jeans and just feeling real comfortable with my cup of coffee, and I'm watching some other anglers around me that are dressed like the Pillsbury Doughboy with so many layers on them in a rowboat. I said, there's something wrong in this picture, Chauncey, I'm enjoying this trip way too much, and I didn't catch a fish yet.
Yeah, I mean, the houseboats are again, a unique element of any kind of vacation. It's kind of like, for us, we equate it to, a cabin that floats.
Mm-hmm.
So they're well-equipped here. I mean, the largest ones, some of them even have a hot tub on them, slides for, a good family vacation, kids. And a lot of the options people take is when they rent a houseboat, they'll rent with a 16-foot aluminum boat and 25 mm-hmm. horsepower motor for fishing. So you use that for fishing, and the boat, you can moor it anywhere. Lots of wilderness beaches on the lakes. The two lakes that are really offering rentals to customers are Lake of the Woods.
Mm-hmm.
That's 1 million acres, 14,500 islands, so you could mm-hmm. cruise forever. And Lac Seul is the other one up here. So east and west sides of Lac Seul, Sioux Lookout, Hudson, as well as Inner Falls, you can rent a houseboat
yeah.
to get out on a lake. So great fishing mm-hmm. and spectacular views. You can move around. You can stay exactly where the fishing holes are. It's exceptional. I agree with you, John.
Yeah, just I'm sitting here as you're talking, got my eyes closed, and I'm just visualizing 1,400 islands.
14,000.
I'm sorry,
522.
Oh, yeah. 22. Let's make sure we got the 22.
Yeah, we supersize those kind of things in Canada. Yeah, there's there's more lakes than people in Sunset Country. So a 10-block area of Chicago has more people in it,
mm-hmm.
likely, a dense area of the city of Chicago, than all of Sunset Country, and it's 62,000 square miles area. So think about that.
Yeah.
There's around 70,000 people that live here
yeah.
in the whole region.
A lot of people over the years, going to, Ontario and Canada, it was always, dad's going with the guys, and dad, they may have forgotten the son or their daughter to go up there with and stuff. And so many families now have become interested in the outdoors and fishing and many other aspects of the outdoors with this pandemic that we've been going through. I just find it amazing that these people are never have gone to Ontario. And they're asking me questions like, well, what should I expect? What's the difference between an American plan and a Canadian? And I'm like, It's so nice to have that question asked, that there's that interest.
Yeah, well, first we got to get the border open so we can get you here. Mm-hmm. But when you can come here, it's pretty easy. An American Plan package would be at a resort. That's going to include your meals all the time. Mm-hmm. It's going to include sometimes a guide, a boat rental. It depends on the specific structure. They bit very different, but meals included is generally the bottom line for American Plan. Housekeeping is essentially you're renting a cottage or cabin on the lake. It has all the facilities such as fridge, stove, a barbecue, and that type mm-hmm. of thing. You do your own cooking, so you bring your own food, you do your own cooking, and so the price per person will generally be lower than a plan that would include meals in the, for everyone prepared by the staff at the facility.
At the facility.
So that's the fundamental difference between the two. You can get modified American plans, which, modify the scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
The outfitters here are quite flexible in working with people based on these types of what they're looking for. They're willing to work with a lot of people, especially if you have a large group. With certain needs in there, the outfitters, in most cases, are, if they're able to, will accommodate any special requests that might come. But that's your basic difference between a housekeeping and American Plan.
Okay, and a lot of these lodges, many of them are family owned and operated, which means they're closer to understanding the needs of you coming up there with, your spouse and your young children and your family, and they even, some of them have programs for the kids that are going on. It's not just, oh, here's your cabin and here's where you come and eat dinner. They'll have programs. They'll have fishing tournaments for kids. They'll have game areas. They'll have a beach setup. Whatever. They actually think of how to make it more enjoyable for you as a family.
Right, so we've got an evolution in sort of the product offerings up here where, 30, 40 years ago, mostly strict hardcore fishing for the really avid angling crowd from especially U.S. Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
That has evolved and continues to evolve to the family pull. Remoteness up here, not a lot of people within driving distance are all positive elements in attracting folks from the USA to Sunset Country.
Mm-hmm.
And what we try to do there is in our marketing, we try to say there's other things you can do, sand beach, paddle boats. Some people put water trampolines, so they've developed hiking trails or have access to hiking trails for the family,
mm-hmm.
so on and so forth. So yeah, those things are evolving and continue to evolve. Now fishing is still king here.
Mm-hmm.
The primary reason of almost every U.S. citizen who comes here is to fish. Some come for paddling. Our great wilderness provincial parks are exceptional. The industry is evolving to be broader and appeal to a broader set of customers than it did previously.
Yeah. And talking about fishing, with the pandemic of last year that we've all gone through, and we're still living through it now, and things are slightly cracking and opening up here and there, and we'll keep an eye on everything, keep you all posted. But, nobody was putting a lot of pressure on those fish last year, so those fish just got bigger for this year.
Yeah, well, I'm lucky. I mean, it was like I owned 1,000-acre bays by myself last year on these lakes
mm-hmm.
because it was like the, like I said this earlier before, the apocalypse. There's more Americans in the region in June than there are Canadians who live here. So that's how, and it's a historical 80-year relationship. So it was like,
mm-hmm.
it was like half of, what's happening. You didn't see other boats.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I caught a lot of, I loved the bass fish in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Go after big northerns and fish like that.
Oh.
And it was pretty good fishing.
Oh, Jerry.
The walleye were pretty easy to catch.
Oh.
But, I don't want to hoard that. I want, economically, we have to. It's not a laughing matter what's happening.
And
what we have to really underscore is it's out of the lodge's control. So I know mm-hmm. if you're frustrated about visiting here, it's not the lodge's fault. We want to have the border opened with the right precautions.
Correct.
Our government just isn't listening to that view right now.
Yes. But when they do open the border, though, Jer, when they do open the border, mm-hmm. I want everyone to know you are going to meet some of the most nicest, kindest, friendliest people that you will ever imagine that are all there in Ontario, and all those towns and the lodges and the helpers at the lodges and everything. You're going to meet some of the absolute nicest, down what they call salt of the earth people you will ever, right there in Ontario, Canada, in Sunset Country.
Yeah, I mean, there's relationships that are over decades. Customers returning. So some of the lodges have 80%, 75%, 85% return rate. It becomes a family thing after that. And I know people at the campground I stay at every summer from the United States. Missed them last year, but look forward to seeing them every year. And you become friends and laugh and tell fish stories to each other. And, you know, it's unfortunate what's happening. I really hope something breaks on it. But
it will. If somebody wants to get more information, if somebody wants to get more information about Sunset Country, Ontario, what's the best way to do this?
There'd be two ways. So folks who aren't, you know, sort of internet savvy or don't like using the web, we do have a toll-free line, 1-800-665-7567. You could call that and we could send you a travel guide. We've got a nice travel guide and a very area map, and you could plan for when the border does open, have things in place. For the web people, visit Sunset Country, which would be altogether.com. is the landing page. We have 100-plus lodges, resorts, fly-in operators, outpost operators, houseboat rentals, retail service businesses, so listed on that site. So we're also available. We're a travel association. Our job is to help you plan. So you can use the phone just to ask us questions, or you can send us an email, info@visitsunsetcountry.com. And, you know, that's our job, is to help you plan your vacation to this area of Ontario.
Cool. Well, Jerry, thanks so much for coming on the program. And you know what? We're going to call you in a couple of weeks, okay? And just to have another little chit-chat about Sunset Country, Ontario, and what's going on and what we should be getting excited about and things like that. All right, my friend?
Yeah. Missing you. Till then, everyone. Hopefully we'll see you sometime this summer.
Yes, you will. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show, and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577, and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. They're new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Jim Crowley from HookAndHuntTV.com shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why to be a better angler and hunter. You will enjoy his approach to the outdoors that will help you be a better sportsman. Watch him on HookAndHuntTV.com, online at Pride Outdoor Network, on Roku, and on Fire Stick TV.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com. Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Like a fool, what a fine day to take a stroll and wander fishing hole. I
hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And can you believe what the weathermen are saying about next week? 70 degrees. Ooh, boy, we better get out fishing and have some fun. But let's talk about fishing. Let's get into what some fishing reports and other outdoor information, okay? First of all, state of Michigan, from April 15th to July 15th, oak trees are a high risk for oak wilt. It's a serious fungus disease that can weaken white oaks and kill red oak trees within weeks of them being infected. During this time of the year, these little flying beetles can carry oak wilt fungus spores from tree to tree, and the fungus can infect the tree through wounds that were left by pruning or storm damage. Then those little beetles get in there and bug it, and then, boom, they die so quickly. Be very, very careful in the state of Michigan if you're looking at doing anything with oak trees for the next couple of months. Madison, Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers to help collect information on the federally protected cardinal blue butterfly. That's right. And its habitat to help advance recovery efforts. So if you want more information how you can help up in Wisconsin, there, find these cardinal blue butterflies. Just go to the Wisconsin DNR website, go to the search engine and type in cardinal, K-A-R-N-E-R, blue butterfly. Okay, remember that. Okay, as always, our next fishing report is the Aiden Fishing Report, sponsored by Waterworks Marine. Remember, Put your deposit down on a 2022 boat. That's right. The 2022 boats are becoming out a little later this year for some great fall fishing, and you want to have that brand new boat, or trade in your old boat, or even sell your old boat that you're not using to Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Papa, there are a lot of fish being caught. Well, that's good, Hayden. I don't know if I can get it all in one letter to you. Okay. Uncle Tom took his boat to the St. Joe and found coho an easy catch in Lake Michigan in 35 to 45 feet of water. Bob's dad and his friends went out to the Grand Haven area, and they caught whitefish along with some brown trout and coho off the pier, and they did not take me or Little Robert. That's not fair. They were using spawn bags. Kid's upset that he didn't go fishing. They were using spawn bags as the bait they used. Dad and I took a ride down to one night to the Grand River near Grand Rapids, and the old guy said that there was a fair number of steelhead came up with the last big rain, but nothing great. But man, they were catching smallmouth bass up and down the whole river in Grand Rapids. That looked like a lot of fun. Those fish jump real, real high. Linda Sue and her parents were working the area near Muskegon, trolling inside of 30 to 45 feet, and they caught lake trout with orange and green spoons. That sounds like a lot of fun. Allison's dad went to the Muskegon River and said the stoneflies were out on sunny days. He brought some home, and they're really weird looking. And a lot of fish were eating them, so they ignored all their baits that they were using trying to catch steelhead. Roger was fishing White Lake, and he caught bluegill and perch along the south shore by the old tannery area. That was a lot of fishing going on, and Mom said that you might be coming up, so maybe you can bring me some stuff for me because Grammy said you have too much stuff and I should give it to you. It's always good of Grandma to give my stuff away. See you soon, your fishing magician, Aiden. And once again, our fishing magician's the fishing magician's fishing report was sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Can't go wrong with that. That little guy, he's funny. Okay, let's get in a few things around the Chicagoland area in the Midwest. Chicago, smelt fishing in the lakefront closes April 30th. Good luck, no reports. But the park district says if you're going down there, don't put nets in until 7 p.m. You have to be out of the parks by 1 a.m., and I mean out of the park. No open fires, closed tents, no parking on the grass, sidewalks. Dispose of colds in the appropriate trash receptacles. That's an important item. Power liners are doing very well north of Chicago and Waukegan. Other spots also with night crawlers and large minnows along on long lines set in the top 4 feet of water. Get all your power line stuff at Henry's Bait at 3130 South Canal Street. And don't miss it. You can always get your gear there. In Northwest Indiana, our good buddies out that way were getting a lot of coho before the weather got ugly. Then it slowed down, and it's going to pick back up with the better weather moving in. Most fishing was done in 25 to 45 feet of water using small spoons and skinny spoons in the top 10 feet. Okay, now let's hear from Captain Tony.
Hey, good morning, Chance. We're out here on Lake Michigan, and the coho are hopping right out in front of the harbor. We're catching some decent-sized cohos, double-aught red dodgers, peanut flies. I wouldn't go beyond 40 feet of water. I mean, it's some quick action out here. I mean, there's tons of bait around, a lot of cohos being caught. It's a beautiful day out. We had a few blow days here, a couple of rough days, but weather looking good. I would, if you're interested in the charter, I would just hop on the bandwagon and call 847-838-2037. That's Diamond Ghost Charters, and we will set you up with the fishing trip of a lifetime. Now is the time to stock up for your cohos.
And what does everybody yell on Diamond Ghost Charters? Fish on! This part of the report is sponsored by our friends at Wren Lake Area Tourism at enjoyrenlake.com. Crappie are doing very well still off the 154 bridge. slowed down a little bit, but as the weather improved, so did the fishing. But besides fish, they're getting morels and wild asparagus. Wait a minute. Morels, wild asparagus, crappies. All right, we're going right now. Wow, that's an unbelievable thing. But no, the action is very good down there. All other fish are rated a little bit on the fair side right now. So, but you can still go down and have a good time. Exit 77, a little bit of heaven. Enjoy RenLake.com. Over the weekend, the bass were very good with some very nice fish caught in a number of tournaments. Pike, they want some larger roaches or flashy spinners. Walleye are popping early in the morning and in the evening. Midday, don't go try something else. Trolling crankbaits or drifting with a slip bobber rig is a good thing to do with some fatheads or medium roaches. Catfish are good on nightcrawlers, stink bait, and large roaches on the bottom. We're seeing some action out of Lake Geneva. Smallies are in deeper water, 18 to 25 feet early in the day, and then move shallow as the sun comes up till about noon, and then they pretty much shut down. Remember, game season hasn't started yet, but you can catch and release. Numerous anglers are going out midday and saying there are no fish biting. Well, that's because the early angler catches the fish. Braidwood Lake boaters took bass and catfish, but shore anglers still did well on bluegills and catfish. Wolf River, Wisconsin, water temps dropped with the cold rain snow from last week. A few walleye were dragging for night crawlers. On the bottom, they did okay. Some white bass on fly and minnow three-rig combinations. That's a good thing to try. With a little warm weather, it could take off up there on the Wolf River. Hayward, Wisconsin, the opener's on May 1st, next weekend, so largemouth bass are on the weeds, wood, and in the bay mouths. It's been all catch and release the last few weeks. Use plastic jigs and swim baits for action there. We're also seeing smallmouth targeted around the rocks in about 20 feet of water. That seems to be a key spot for a lot of anglers with live bait or a swim bait. Crappies are suspended around the weeds in depths from 20 feet or so. Jig and minnows are dressed, jigs are working well. Bluegill are also in those same depths of about 20 feet and hitting waxies and small minnows on jigs and fish for those perch around those weed areas. That's going to be the key with worms and small minnows on little jigs. A cubby mini mite tipped with a little bitty wax worm or a piece of nightcrawler could be a very hot bait. Remember to tell all your friends to listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors via the ESPN Chicago app that you can download for free and listen to Chauncey 24/7 with your coffee in the morning, lunch, or maybe dinner sitting around the table. It's an easy thing to do. Can't go wrong with that. Remember, be careful in the great outdoors. I can hear the flute playing in the background, which means we're coming to the end of the program. As always, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from the Chippewa Nation. Each of us must know in our minds and believe in our hearts that even though we are different, you are like me and I am like you. Wow. Each of us must know in our minds and believe in our hearts that even though we are different, you are like me and I am like you. Oh, very true, especially in these troubled times we're all living in through. Hey, please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. We'll see you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Take care, everybody. Bye.